from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest will be on the sidelines for his 10th season here in Pittsburgh. And that is Pat Narduzzi, who joins us right now as we come from you at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet. Bowser, a proud supporter of Pitt Athletics. Pat, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you guys doing?
We're good, Pat. Do you get the same way everybody? I know you got the anxiety because you got your team getting ready to get out there. There's always the healthy nerves. What do I have? How are these guys going to respond? But does the heralding of college football season returning get you fired up like it does everybody else? We've all got the bug right now, Pat.
No doubt about it. You know, I'm looking, you know, I wake up on a Thursday morning and I know we got practice. So I'm looking to see what games are on later tonight so you can watch. You know, I probably watch different than you. You guys are watching, see who's making a play and all that. I'm watching game management, you know, things. Why did you do that? All the different things coaches think about. And just to watch a game on a Thursday night and Friday night, to me, is like practice. You know, it's like, you know, just practicing. What would I do here? Situationally, but no, it's exciting. I think there's not a coach in the country that doesn't get excited about college football starting up and get excited about Thursday games, Friday games, and Saturday games.
Pat, let's go with the newsy topic here. Eli Holstein, the transfer from Alabama, you've named him the starting quarterback for Saturday's game against Kent State. Why the newcomer?
You know what? What an easy decision, you know, deciding who was going to start because, you know, both Eli and Nate are both two very talented, very intelligent quarterbacks. You know, it just came down to just some of the details we saw in practice that, you know, we had to, you know, finally make a decision. We had to start somebody. And we just figured, you know, looking at it, you know, we thought, you know, Eli should get the chance based on just, you know, all the details in practice and what we saw out of him going into this this opener.
Pat, how was his process as far as winning over new teammates? Kind of assimilating into the room, because I think that's always a tough thing when anybody transfers, but he's a guy who's what, a redshirt freshman. How did he do about, you know, go about winning over his teammates and just kind of the practice habits that he showed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, both those quarterbacks worked their tails off, and I think they got great relationships with the team. You know, I haven't, you know, it's not something I look at. We're gonna try to play the best quarterback, get the best guy that we feel can help us win a football game and put them out there. But, you know, both of them have great relationships with our football team. I think our football team would have been happy with either one of them starting. But, you know, for a new guy to come in and kind of, you know, do what he's done as far as just the relationship he does have with the wideouts and the running backs and the O-line is impressive. He's a guy that went from really last spring having no votes on our Eagle Council, you know, just a new guy, to where, you know, he's
What's
on
the
our leadership
Eagle Council?
Council.
You got, that's the leadership, our, Eagle guys?
Yeah, our leadership council. We call them the Eagles. You know, he was voted onto that thing, and his votes just continue to go up. So I think, you know, that's an indication that our players had faith in what he was doing. And Nate's on that same, you know, leadership group. So it's impressive. We've got two of our best players on our team on that council.
Now, is there a very shadowy head of the Eagle Council who gets to make all the decisions and has final say? Other than you, is there a player who's wielding a ton of power and influence in there above all else, Pat?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, that whole group, you know, it's 15 guys that are voted on by the team, and they all have a say. I mean, we're going to listen to them all and we, you know, have good discussions in those meetings. The big thing is, you know, in that group, it's discussions. It's bringing stuff up, bringing it to the table. If there's something going on that they want to talk about as a team, whether, hey, I'm too rough on them and practice is too hard, whatever it is, you know, I expect those guys to bring stuff up to me, you know, how the team's feeling in different situations. And so it's, you know, there's, you know, I don't think there's any power struggle. You know, our players know it's their team. you know, I'm just a head coach, and our coaches are just assistant coaches. We're only as good as the leadership on our football team.
Pat, you know I'm a straight shooter, so I'm not going to BS you here. I don't think your quarterback play has been very good the last 2 years. So what gives you confidence or makes you think that this year will be different?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And again, you're probably right. I would probably disagree with you. I think last year, you know, you're right on. I think the year before, I think Keaton Slovis was pretty darn good if you dug in deep and really watched him. But, you know, I thought he was a pretty sharp guy. But, you know, what gives me faith is, you know, I say this every week, you know, win or lose, that it's a team effort, it's a team win, or it's a team loss. And, you know, you can always, you know, the media can always point the fingers at the quarterback and say, what is he doing? You know, when you point your fingers, there's always, you know, three or four of them point right back at yourself. And, you know, it's what we do to put our kids in position. You know, it's our job as coaches to put those quarterbacks, those receivers, those defensive backs, and those linebackers, whatever it may be, in position to make plays. So, you know, you talk about the last 2 years. I mean, obviously, you know, you're looking at, you know, you're going back to 2021 when, you know, we won an ACC championship. Everybody would like to, you know, raise that trophy above our heads and let that confetti fall down on us. And when you got great quarterback play, that's what you're going to get. You know, certainly was a drop off from 21 to 22, 23. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a hard guy to find. Everybody would like to have one of those dudes sitting yes. back in the pocket. That's a leader and a great football player and a great person. So we feel like we've got two guys like that. And again, it's our job to make those guys better. It's our job to put them in position to be successful as quarterbacks and receivers. And we'll be better at that. And that's something, you know, that we made some changes in the offseason to make sure we fix too.
I want to ask you about those offseason changes, because one thing you said last year during the decisions that went into whether it was Christian or Jerkovic or Nate Yarnell is that you would say at press conferences, hey, this is Coach Cignetti's decision on quarterback. He made the decision. Are you changing that process now, Pat? Are you now, when it comes to who plays after Saturday's game, they're both going to play. But as far as the next game at Cincinnati, is that going to be a Pat Narduzzi decision now?
No, I think you got to still lean on your coordinators. And again, you know, it comes down to trust, right? And sometimes you lose trust and you're like, okay, you know, if we were in the same situation as we were last year and you know, we had the same staff here, I'd probably making the decision. But, you know, as a head coach, you know, I'm dealing with different stuff in my office while the quarterbacks are meeting. I don't meet in with the quarterbacks every day. I don't have the inside knowledge of what goes on in that quarterback, nor do I, you know, micromanage what's happening in the O-line meeting room or the, you know, punt returner. Who's that guy going to be? Who's going to be our, you know, starting D tackles? I give our coaches ownership of that, and they better make good decisions on that. But it'll still be Cade's decision. You know, we had long discussions over the weekend and through this week, just kind of what we were thinking, what's your thoughts, what's my thoughts, and did a great job, you know, discussing just kind of, you know, where we were and what we thought would give us the best opportunity to roll out there and get a W and give this team a chance to win a championship game. And that's what it comes down to. But ultimately, you know, if it's like I think one way and the quarterback coach thinks the other, and I think strongly about it, then, you know, you're always going to take that veto power. And, you know, that's what happened a year ago. You know, it just took a little longer than we'd like. But we also knew that, you know, I felt a year ago we had one quarterback, and, you know, number two was not ready, and number three was on the scout team not getting many reps because we didn't rep three quarterbacks. We're repping three quarterbacks now, getting those guys, you know, game ready. So it's a little bit different, you know, preparation for as far as, you know, how Coach Bell does it compared to what we've done in the past. And you know, that decision will be, you know, a joint decision, but I'm leaning on my coordinator because he's sitting in that room. But I'm going to ask him tough questions. About like why, you know, why this, why him, why this guy, you know, and I think that's important.
Pat, I also endeavor to be a straight shooter like Andrew and get right to the point. So I'll say this, in your first 9 years at Pitt, I think you've always been a guy that's had sort of a pro style approach to offense and defense. They have to be complementary. You don't want to gas out your defense with an offense that's going with tempo. So how much do you feel right now that this is almost a step out of your comfort zone to bring in Cade Bell and have an offense that he features that I've heard described as hyper-tempo? How comfortable are you, or how much of a step out of the comfort zone for you is that to have a guy who's going to be running that kind of up-tempo attack?
Yeah, I'm very, very comfortable with it. You know, I think it makes our defense better, first of all. It prepares us for really what we see during the season, you know, depending on how fast it is. But, you know, to me, if you can, you know, if you can play defense when the offense is snapping in 7 seconds, then you can, you know, you can play it against anybody. A team that's wandering around, you feel like it's a halftime between each play. So I'm very comfortable. And again, if you go back to, you know, 2020 and 21, we were tempo a lot in those games. If you kind of think back there, I know you two are getting really old now, but I'm just kidding you, as you know. But
I feel really old when I look at Cade. He's 31.
Yeah, he's younger than us, Pat.
Way younger than us, Pat. That's another departure.
No gray hair. No receding hairline either.
Yeah, you got that right. But we did a lot of tempo back then as well. And again, here's the thing. You know what buries a defense? Going 3 and out, okay? But when an offense, whether they're going tempo or going slow and huddling up, as long as you're moving the sticks and you got more than a 3-play drive, you get a couple first downs, the defense has got a rest. So that doesn't bother me. And you know, I know Coach Bates and the defense staff will be excited. You know, putting points on the board gives the defense energy, even if it's a 1-play drive for an 80-yard touchdown. The defense will have to suck it up and we'll be ready to go.
I like Coach Bates. When I did the spring game with you guys, I thought he wanted to hire me. He loved my enthusiasm.
I think he did. I thought he offered you a job and you turned it down.
Yeah, well, I couldn't say no working with Chris every day.
Pat, the only thing Pony was lacking for that job was literally all of the knowledge required to do it properly. Other than that, he was a great candidate.
Yeah, I could give a pregame speech, that's for sure. Pat, you said before this season, you're like Bill Belichick. You just want to coach football. You're a ball coach.
I
saw a quote that said you're like Belichick or Tomlin. Is that... Am I misquoting you that you said something along those lines or no?
Yeah, I don't ever remember myself comparing myself to Mike Tomlin or Belichick. Okay. But I just made stuff up. But, you know,
I just mean in that you're a football X's and O's guy, I think is what the statement meant. And so what I want to know is what happens when recruits and current players ask you about getting paid? How does that conversation go now in 2024 in this day and age?
You know, we haven't talked to our general manager, okay, which I got a GM just like, you know, Belichick had and Coach Tomlin has. You know, I want to coach football.
Yep.
And, you know, all those topics are great. And we got the new house bill coming out or the house settlement coming out. That's something during recruiting that, you know, I'll get into a little bit. But when we're in a season, there's no negotiation right now. We're into, you know, playing football, coaching football, and I like to teach the game and focus on, you know, winning games and not worry about all that other stuff.
Have you noticed any difference in, like, the cohesiveness of a team in this era of college football? Or once it all gets down to brass tacks and you're out there on the field and you're with these guys, do you feel like it more or less feels like it always has in that regard, Pat?
I think it feels like it always is. You know, when I'm around our guys, which is at practice and meetings and team meetings, you know, individual meetings, you know, you don't hear about any of that. Now, you know, are they talking about it, you know, on a Thursday night back in their apartments? Are they talking about it in the locker room? You know, I'm not rolling through the locker room and living where the kids live, but I'm sure there's a little bit of talk here and there. I hope there's not too much of it. You know, to me, it's about the team. It's always about the team. It's not about, you know, me, what's good for me. And I think if you got all the me stuff and look, you know, me, I, then we got issues. But I think, you know, I think that's part of college football out there nowadays. And we try to get out of our locker. A few years ago when it first came up, you know, our kind of a motto was, you know, we, not me. And we'll still, continue to talk about it, talk about being selfless and you know, caring about our team more than we do ourselves.
Pat, is this era of college football good for Pitt in that way? I mean, I don't want to lead the witness and try to bait you into an answer, but we saw Washington in the national championship game last year, we saw TCU the year before. It's not just Georgia versus Ohio State every year now, at least the last 2 years. The new rules, the transfer portal in the NIL opened it up more for teams like Pitt, in your opinion.
Yeah, I think the number of playoff spots has opened it up, right? I mean, you know, you got an opportunity to host a home game. You got a chance to be one of those 12 teams now. And back in 21, you know, you win an ACC championship. You are in the playoffs. Pittsburgh is in the playoffs. And you know what? If you're ranked in the top 12, you got a chance to be in there as well. But, you know, the number one guaranteed way of getting in those playoffs is to be an ACC champion, a conference champion. And that's, you know, that's always the goal here is to be a champion. We've been to that game twice. We've won it once. And our guys knew what that was like in 21, and they want to go back and do it again.
Pat, I do this, I think, every year when we have this conversation, and I always feel like I'm putting you on the spot, but I always think you deliver with an answer, and that's this question. There's obviously a lot of talk about the quarterback position on the message boards out there amongst Pitt fans. It was going to be Yarnell or Holstein. Who's it going to be? Give us one guy to watch that hasn't been talked about that's really opened your eyes, that you've been impressed with throughout these practices and ramping up to the season. A player kind of you want to shout out a little bit here who you think's done a good job and gotten on your radar in a good way that Pitt fans should be paying close attention to.
A new guy. It's interesting. You guys know some of the older guys. It's a hard question because I hope there's a lot of guys that we can maybe put into that category.
And I heard you last night with Larry Richard. You went through the entire 90-man roster, Pat. You gave him almost 100 names when breaking down the roster.
You don't want to hear the 90-man roster? I'm going to just, again, it's just throwing it out there. Yep. I'm going to just point out a guy. And, again, we know Dejon Reynolds. I'm going to get through the 90-man roster here. And Kanate Mumfield, what they do at the receiver spot, and Kenny Johnson, just looking around. I mean, the one guy that maybe, is not getting as much love is and we'll find out on game day, is Ralph Yale Poppy Williams, nicknamed Poppy. He's an electric guy that has practiced his tail off. I'm looking forward to watching him operate. Again, I've seen him in practice only, so I'm looking forward to seeing him in a live game get it done. Mm-hmm. But that's one guy on offense I think is worth taking a peek at on game day and seeing what he does. And then defensively, I would say Cruz Brookins is a guy you haven't seen a ton from, but a safety that is a ball hawk. He's a great football player. He's a Pittsburgh guy, Whippio guy, that I think he's going to turn some heads this year on defense somewhere.
Did EJ Borghetti or someone in Pitt Communications, when Deion Sanders trolled you at his season opening press conference, did they pass along that quote or clip to you, Pat? Did it get on your radar?
No one sends clips to me because they know I'm not going to look at it and waste my time. But now, I'm just focused on our football team and what we're doing here. We're focused on just winning football games in Pittsburgh.
No war words here. I like that. You're not bothering with
that.
It's
all about ball, Pony.
So how about this, Pat, as a way of ending this? So we are at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet. Gary Bowser and the team here built an amazing facility for us to do. We play away games. We come out here, and this is our home away from home. So Gary's been getting on my case to get you out here for a show. So how about this? If you win the backyard brawl this year in the off season, will you come out here and co-host a show with me and Chris?
Heck yeah, no doubt about it.
Let's go.
What I wanted to hear,
hey,
Pat.
Hey, the power of Bowser. Who's better than Gary Bowser? Let me ask you. Who? Anybody? I mean, that guy's phenomenal, and I'm glad he built up your studios over there for you.
Yep.
Love Gary Bowser, and hey, as long as EJ lets me. I mean, I got to ask permission from EJ if he'll let me host a show with you guys. But we've been out to the studio. We've sat down. I've sat in those chairs before.
We got to get you unfettered for 4 hours.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff.
Four hours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Full show. The cost
I don't
of being
right.
Hey, you're on
you
that sideline for 4 hours in some of these.
Hours.
Well, if you want to beat West Virginia that bad, Pat, you will come out here and do a show with us this offseason. All right, brother. Hey, good to catch up with you. Good luck on Saturday. Beat Kent State, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Pat.
Hey. Thanks for having me on, and hail to Pitt, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.